Coach, can you talk to me a little bit just about how tonight's game went for you, what the feel was like on the ice?
Well, obviously, you know, the ending, the score, you know, the scoreboard, it tells you, you know, about the game, how it went and stuff. And I thought in the first period we just weren't there, you know. I don't know if it's the, you know, we're just coming off of six games in 9 nights in St. John's. We were traveling yesterday, you know, not to make excuses, but, you know, it looked like, you know, our team was flat in the first period, and they had some jump. And, you know, I know that we're going to be better on Friday.
Especially coming in with a strong starting record that you had, this seemed to be kind of a slowdown a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't think that they're a team that, you know, that really, you know, they're in the standings. It doesn't really reflect what kind of team that they have. You know, they have some pretty good, defense stabilizes, you know, their play and good goaltending. And, you know, they have two or three lines that, you know, that have speed. So, you know, we didn't know them at all. And they didn't know us at all either, you know. But we wanted to make a better first impression. But I know we're going to be better on Friday.
You have a second shot at it on Friday. What's going to be your goal to work on between now and then?
Well, obviously, you know, to bring more energy. You know, we need, you know, to come out. And our starts have been really good in St. John's. So now we need to do the same thing on the road. And, you know, if we do that, we're going to be fine.
Outside of tonight's game, who's really been standing out for you individually on the team? And just what have you been impressed with the team's performance in general?
Well, you know, what I've been impressed with is, you know, the balance that we've had, you know, throughout the lineup. And also, you know, our transition game. And, you know, we want to play a fast game. We have some forwards that can, you know, can make some plays. So we want to give them the puck and let them, you know, be able to do their work. Tonight we just couldn't get the job done that way. You know, we couldn't get through the neutral zone and get pucks in. And, you know, we had too many turnovers and we looked, you know, not very sharp mentally. And you know, it cost us.
Noticed so far this season on the NHL affiliate side, the Canadians have really adopted an aggressive possession game. Is that something that and it's working for them? Is that something that you're trying to incorporate here as well?
Well, we're a team that's good with the puck, so we try to have it and not give it away. But, you know, sometimes, you know, when I got to give them credit tonight, you know, they played really well, and, you know, they were in our face, and, you know, we didn't have much time and space to work with. And adding to that, we weren't very sharp mentally and physically, so, you know, it doesn't make for a nice recipe, for a good recipe there.
What's been your impression of your goaltending squad so far this season?
It's been good. It's been good. You know, it hasn't been the problem.
Excellent. And any update on Sherbak? I noticed he was scratched tonight. Is that injury or is that a healthy scratch?
The injury, yeah.
Injury. Any update on him at all?
He's got to be probably maybe a week or so.
Okay. Yeah. Great.